With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Chinese purchases of soybeans from the U.S. appear to have stalled only 2 weeks after the U.S. touted a wide-ranging trade truce between the two countries. Reports say it appeared to show a thawing in relations between the world's biggest economies. Chinese imports of American cargoes seem to have faltered after a flurry of orders in October. That coming from traders who asked not to be identified while discussing confidential information with sources. The trader said they were not aware of any new shipments, and the pause is causing significant uncertainty over whether the biggest consumer of American soybeans will be back in the market at a level that the White House claimed to expect. An agricultural broker with StoneX in Singapore said many experts view China's commitment to purchase 12 million tons of U.S. soybeans this year to be more of a diplomatic gesture than a firm agreement. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association announced its continued support for the Direct Interstate Retail Exemption for Certain Transactions, or DIRECT Act. The legislation would increase marketing opportunities for smaller meat processors and give consumers more options to buy local beef. The cattle business benefits greatly from expanding market opportunities, and the DIRECT Act opens the door to the growing number of cattle producers seeking to grow their market across state lines, said Buck Wehrbein, president of the NCBA. The increased market exposure for these cattlemen and women who are selling beef directly to consumer adds value and promotes tremendous benefit for our farmers and ranchers. The DIRECT Act would allow state-inspected meat processors to sell their beef across state lines in limited quantities and through e-commerce directly to consumers. The bill also protects food safety by ensuring a paper trail exists for tracing and containing potential food safety issues. Brian Rexing, an Indiana dairy farmer and member of the Dairy Farmers of America Cooperative, was chosen as the 15th chairman at the National Milk Producers Federation's joint annual meeting. "Thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve as your chairman," Rexing said in his first remarks since being named to the position by the NMPF Board of Governors. "I may be stepping into this role, but it isn't about me, but about who we represent and the future we're building together." Rexing and his wife operate the New Generation Dairy near Owensville, Indiana. They milk 1,200 cows and farm 3,500 acres of corn, beans, wheat, and alfalfa. Brian is a fourth-generation farmer and has four children. He's the vice president of the Evansville Young Dairyman and received Indiana's Producer of the Year Award in 2010. In 2021, Rexing purchased a meat processing plant with a retail store. Farmers and their families can learn to recognize stress, manage their well-being, and access resources by attending an upcoming Penn State Extension webinar promoting resilience and mental health in agriculture. Mending the Stress Fence will take place from 7 to 8 o'clock Eastern Time on December 8th and from 9 to 10 a.m. on December 16th. The webinar specifically addresses the unique challenges of farm life by focusing on stress management, balanced well-being, and reducing the stigma around seeking mental health support. Organizers pointed out that agriculture is among the most stressful and hazardous industries in the country. Workshop participants will learn the signs and symptoms of stress, how to self-identify stress, how to balance the dimensions of wellness, how to ask open-ended questions that demonstrate care, the warning signs of suicide, and where to find resources to support someone in need. The event is offered at no cost to participants, but pre-registration is required. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.